I feel better.
I feel like in control.
Yeah.
Like more powerful. Like I own this mic. You ready? Yeah. Are you recording?
Yeah, I'm recording.
Chickity check. Welcome to iDoll, I Dream of Lists. I'm Scott.
And I'm Evan.
And this is episode 57.
Yeah, I think that's correct.
I think that's right.
Yeah, that's right.
After 2 weeks of getting it wrong,
nice.
I'm back. We will do some research on what episode that is.
Yeah. Meh.
I don't know who's number 57.
I don't think there's a famous real 57 out there.
It's not even a real number.
It's probably Lou Gehrig. No.
Sure.
No special guest today.
Yeah, just Evan and me.
Yep.
Me and Evan.
But I think we'll hear from Paul later today.
Yeah, as you guys know, you can leave messages now. If you want to be on the podcast, send us a message.
Download the Anchor app.
Sign up for an account.
Sign up for an account.
And then click the link.
Yep.
And then you can send it our way.
So you can leave messages either on the Facebook.com or you can have your voice message played live on air.
Wow. That would be so cool.
And by live on air, I mean previously recorded.
Yeah. So again, a little late this week, but, and I wasn't even supposed to be here.
Nope.
You were going rogue.
Yeah, that kind of failed pretty quickly.
What the heck? I leave for a week. You guys screwed it up.
Well, you know, where'd you go, Scott? Anywhere familiar?
Oh, I went to Arizona. And stayed in Sedona for a while.
Ooh,
have you been there?
I'm familiar.
Oh, weird. We stayed at the Hilton at Bell Rock. Do you know that place?
I'm very familiar with that place, too.
Weird.
I was there a couple weeks ago.
No way. No, I knew that. Yeah, thanks for all the recos.
Yeah.
All good stuff.
Did you order the IPA and the guy pours it so badly that he gives you two?
We didn't even really get to the pool that much.
What?
Yeah, we were busy.
What did you...
And I bought my own beer.
Oh, yeah.
I did see the guy in the hat, though. And
yeah.
I kind of wanted to order. What do you mean he screwed it up?
Like, he always pours it. You know how you're supposed to... this is going to be great for our listeners.
Yeah.
You
tilt his hands.
You tilt the cup while it comes out of the tap. So it doesn't foam.
Yeah.
He just pours straight on.
Oh.
So it just goes straight foam.
I mean, there is a way of thinking out there that says that's the way to do it because it
does
gets,
not work.
So then the carbonation is, you know, not going into your stomach.
But he essentially has to pour two glasses to get one glass of
okay.
beer.
Maybe that's a Sedona thing.
I mean, I was a fan. I'm not.
Yeah.
He gave me two beers for the price of one every time.
That's great.
Yeah.
Arizona, great. It's like 90 every day.
Yep.
Sunny. Didn't see a cloud.
Dry heat though.
Dry heat. So you're not sweating out there.
No.
It's hot. Like, the sun is hot.
Oh, yeah, it's hot. You bake.
But we had a great time. Hot take?
Yeah.
Sedona itself? Yeah, I don't really need it.
Really?
Like, the town.
Oh, like the town center?
Like, I'm glad we stayed outside of the, basically, the tourist area.
Yeah.
Where we did.
Yeah. Because
around us was cool. There were good hikes, all that stuff. It's beautiful.
Yeah.
Then you go into the town and it's like souvenir shop, souvenir shop, souvenir shops.
Do you mean crystal shop, crystal shop, crystal shop?
The crystals. What is the deal? No offense to the crystal folks out there.
Or Marion Williamson. You know, align your chakra, find the vortex, get aligned.
Yeah. You're supposed to name your intention before you pick a crystal.
I thought the crystal picks you.
No, you have to do it because you have to say what you're looking for.
Oh.
But then there was this list of 12 crystals and what the intention means. And then there was a 13th that was the all-encompassing crystal.
That's bull.
I thought, why would I not take that one?
Yeah, I could knock everything off the list.
But
did you go to a vortex?
Accidentally. After the fact, we were like, oh, that was a vortex.
Did you find anything spiritual there?
Totally felt it.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like a new me.
Really?
Totally.
I have a funny story. So a vortex, for people who don't know, is an area of extra spiritual energy in Sedona. Sedona is known for these.
Yeah.
My wife and I did not search for them, but we were on a hike and all of a sudden this, like, no joke, woman just was like passed by, and she's in a white sweater, jeans, no shoes, and her hair is like completely frazzled, and she's like, "Which way's the exit?" And we pointed that like to the exit, and she's like, "And which is, by the way, a mile away." And
it's not down the block.
And then she's like, "Oh," and just stares at us blankly, and then walks away. And I looked at Angel. I'm like, "Was she real?" It turns out we were in a vortex at that point.
So she might not have been.
She might not have been.
Or she might have seen the vortex and was just in complete shock.
Yeah, I'm really glad that I was nice to her, though, or I would have ended up in her basement in a crystal.
In a crystal. They love their crystals, and they're all from, like, Germany.
Yeah, it doesn't make sense at all.
So I don't understand why it's big there. But anyway, it was a good trip, though.
Beautiful.
I went to the Grand Canyon. That's cool. Highly recommend that.
Oh, yeah. Great time.
Great time. But the plane trip out there... got seated next to someone who really wanted to talk to me.
No. No.
And so I have the big headphones.
Yeah.
Noise canceling.
Which means don't talk to me.
Yeah. So he went up. He was in the window seat. I was in the middle. He got up. I was standing up there. I took my headphones off because when I stood up, I don't know.
You don't want to hit your head.
Take a break.
Yeah, you don't want to hit my head.
You know, lots of reasons.
Yeah.
And I sat down and made the mistake of not putting the headphones on immediately as I sat down.
Oh, no.
And then he starts with the, "Oh, why are you going out to Arizona?"
He was probably waiting for it.
This turned into like a half-hour conversation about his job.
Did you...
where he wants to travel to.
Does he live in Arizona?
He has a house in Arizona, works out here.
Okay.
His client is here. He's an IBM employee.
All right.
I don't know.
Wow.
I learned a lot about him. Yeah. And so he'll spend like a month out in Scottsdale and then come back out to Chicago for a few weeks. And
I mean, living the life.
Basically.
Yeah.
Really wants to go to Chile. And unfortunately, I was like, "I've been to Chile." And
no. Why did you say that?
As soon as it came out, I'm like, "Oh, crap. Now I have to explain what I did there."
Now, what was Whitney like during all this? Did she just like put on her headphones and just was...
She had her headphones on the entire time. Yeah.
She was like...
She doesn't even have noise.
Sucker!
Oh, for sure. So, yeah. I don't like that.
What was the average age of this person?
I would say he was approximately late 50s.
Okay. I was going to guess 75.
That's usually the age of the person who wants to talk on the plane.
Yeah.
I agree. I mean, if you're under... 50? Under 40 for sure. You're not...
No one's talking.
You're getting those headphones. I would say under 50, you're probably not.
If you're going to Arizona and there's someone that's talking on the plane, they're over 65.
True. Good point. The Arizona thing should have clued me up.
Best part about Sedona for me was every time I went to the gym in the Hilton, I was the youngest guy by like 40 years.
Everybody was up there in age.
Yeah.
And so I felt really strong because doing like nothing for me, for like a normal person, but they're doing like bench presses with 10 pound weights.
Yeah.
I'm like, hell yeah.
I'm like, this is great. I feel so empowered.
The gym was fairly nice.
It was pretty nice.
I did not go into the CrossFit area with the rope course and tires,
AKA the warrior pit.
I don't know what I would do. There was nobody out there, though, so I kind of wanted to toss some tires.
Yeah, there's no one out there. I'll be honest with you. Couldn't find the door to get out there.
That's true. I think you had to go outside and around.
No, not going to do it.
Yeah.
Not going to do it. So
anyway, I highly recommend Arizona, especially now that it's like 40 degrees out.
But and also, quick IDOL policy check. If someone has headphones, don't talk to them. They don't want to be talked to.
Noise canceling or otherwise, because some people just don't have the big ones. It doesn't mean they want to be talked to.
Yeah. They just don't talk on an airplane.
Just don't. I'm busy. I got my little game I'm playing or the movie I'm watching.
I love my wife. I rarely talk to her on the airplane, and we sit next to each other.
Oh, for sure. We sit down. We say, "See you when we get there." Kind of as a joke.
Yeah.
As we put our headphones on, but I don't really say a word.
Like, we both read, and then that's it.
Yeah.
The only reason we spoke to each other on the last couple of flights was because we had to balance a child between the two of us.
That does make a difference.
Yeah. I have a quick etiquette thing to bring up as well.
More IDOL etiquette.
Yeah. This one, going back to last week, flashback to the L.
Should we play a clip?
Spanish for the train.
Yeah.
I had a small confrontation with a man on the way to work last week.
Oh, boy.
He seemed like a nice gentleman. I'll ask this question. I'm going to pose this to you, okay?
Please.
It's crowded. You're going downtown. It's rush hour. Train's packed.
As it is.
Now, you're standing by the door because that's just the card you were dealt. We're not like Paul, who's just going to go there and sit down and not give his seat up.
Yeah, I'm going to sit over here. Thanks.
I'm going to sit over here.
Congratulations.
Oh, you're that far along. And you got to get out of the train to let people off the train.
Of course.
And you got to get back on.
Which is a little stressful.
Very stressful.
Because people want to get on pretty quick.
Now, proper etiquette. If you're waiting on the platform, let's just call this stop, I don't know, Sedgwick.
Just hypothetically.
Hypothetically. Yeah. And you see the train is packed as it's pulling in. People got to walk off the train. So people are coming off the train, but waiting at the door.
Those people get on.
Who gets on first? And B, where do you stand?
Obviously, those people get back on before anyone knew.
Correct.
Clearly. I usually stand like 1 foot out the door and like holding the door.
Because
I'm concerned that someone's going to take my spot.
And then if someone on the platform stands next to the door.
Yeah, that person needs to back off.
Okay, so this dude was carrying, I'm assuming it was a cello. I don't know. Or maybe a bass guitar. It was something big in a guitar case.
Okay.
He visibly sees a bunch of us get off the train. He jumps in first on.
Wow.
And
so multiple people had to get off to let people off.
That's how crowded it was. Okay. Yeah. And two of us, self included, could not fit back in.
I would be angry.
So I tapped him on the shoulder and said, "Get off the train." And he said,
"You have headphones on." Did you have headphones on?
I had headphones on. Yeah. I took them off.
You got to take them off.
He did not. And he goes, "What?" And I said, "Get off the train. You got on here." And I looked at the other guy and I said, "We got on at Diversey." And he's like, "I don't think so." And I was like, "No, you got to get off the train."
Oh, boy.
And people said to him, "Yeah, you got to get off the train."
Nice. So you got the whole train on your side.
I had the train on my side.
Was there a split second where you were like, "No one's going to back me up here?" Because that
I looked around. Okay. I took off my sunglasses too and looked around like, "Come on. Hey, come guys. On, people." He got off.
Wow.
We all packed in. And then he shoved himself in.
So that must have been comfortable for everyone involved.
Yeah, so he rode all the way from Sedgwick to Chicago with a larger 6'1" person's elbow in his back.
I'm sure you didn't accommodate him.
No, not nicely. One bit.
But is this in your ear? Sorry, sir.
And I then had to change my shirt when I got to work because I was sweating so hard from the anxiety of talking to someone on the L.
It wasn't even that you were complaining to someone. You were literally just... there's anxiety to just talk.
Oh, yeah.
To anyone. Even people I know.
Yeah. Because like the other thing is like, I don't want to have a conversation on the L either.
Oh, I've gotten on at Southport with someone I know.
Yeah.
But not like well.
Yeah.
And all I'm praying is that they're getting off at Belmont to switch to the red, because otherwise we got the whole train ride.
Yeah, no way.
And you're literally stuck.
And you're like, "Look, no one talks in the morning. Please don't talk to me."
Like, I'm glad to get a beer. Like, let's go out and have a conversation. But on the train, I have to listen to Idol to make sure we didn't do anything up.
So again, Idol policy, no talking. please be antisocial at all points.
Super extroverted on the Idol podcast.
Yeah. But hey, again, leave a message if you want. Anchor's the app.
Well, if you leave a message, we're not actually talking to you.
Yeah, very true.
So that's good.
Very true. So I saw a lot of action on the train this week. Let's talk about movies about action, aka action movies.
I don't know if you brought that home.
I did.
You started it really well. It was like the last 3 minutes. I'm going in my head. What can I do here? And you pulled it off. I'll give you a B minus.
Yeah, I kind of freaked out when I was like, oh my God, it's happening.
Paul would be proud.
But yeah, we made a list this week.
Yeah, you guys made a list this week. 90s action movies.
Ranked.
Yeah.
So,
quick
buffer. Okay, let me just first off and say this.
Yeah.
This was one of the hardest lists we've ever made. We tried to keep it a secret from Scott for as long as possible. And it ended up with Paul and I arguing a ton. I almost quit my job over it. Thank God our boss wasn't in town, because she just would have heard people arguing at my desk the entire time.
I mean, this kind of is a throwback to old lists when people would just crowd around the desk for like an hour and yell at each other.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And
we don't do that as much anymore.
Paul and I made the decision we have to start cutting out sci-fi first, action second
movies. Well, so this is a Paul mandate.
We both did it. Okay. No. This was an agreement. We had to start cutting things down. So like the big one, let's talk about the big one that we cut right away. Matrix and Independence Day. We said those are sci-fi first, action second.
Yeah. Okay.
but we'll get to that in the comments. I mean,
we'll talk about the comments, Paul's take on one of those movies anyway.
Yeah.
Which is wrong. But yeah, we can bring this up at some point.
Okay, so let's get to it.
Yeah, let's start this list.
90s action movies ranked.
Can I just say,
yeah.
I was, before we start, you guys go rogue when I'm not in town.
Yeah.
I was expecting a stupid, stupid list. This is a great topic. So I was impressed.
The amount of fighting we had to get to not do salad types.
I've come around on salad types. I'm okay with it.
I'm so against
it. If you want to hear salad types, you know, drop us a message.
Yeah.
On why that would be a fun list.
Anchor, please.
All right.
Okay, so 90s action movies ranked number 5 from 1994, Speed.
Lots of action. It's in the name of the movie.
Keanu Reeves, Sandra Bullock, Dennis Hopper.
Yeah, this is, you know, one of my favorite movies, probably.
I would say Sandy's breakout role.
Could be her breakout role.
Yeah.
She's great in it. Do you think this would make a Sandra Bullock list?
Oh, 100%.
I think so.
She's a main character.
Yeah. Ooh, this is tough, though, because Keanu's done so many good movies.
Oh, I don't know. We might need
a Keanu list as I'm getting through the John Wicks, et cetera. But anyway, Speed, you can't go under 50 miles an hour.
On an LA bus, which I'm surprised can get to 50.
Yeah, when do they go this fast?
Yeah.
I don't know. The poster on this is pretty badass.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if you're looking at it.
Yeah, I am.
Keanu staring, which is awesome. But then a bus flying through the air on fire.
Fire, which doesn't happen in the movie, by the way.
I was trying to think, when does that happen?
Spoiler alert.
No.
Also, get ready for Rush Hour is the tagline.
Yeah, that's a bad tagline.
It's a 90s tagline all over
it. It's not good.
But again...
actually, no, correction. I think the bus does go through the fire at the airport.
Yeah, but it's not in the air.
It's not in the air. Good point.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, Speed again. Keanu Reeves is he an FBI agent?
Sure.
Or a police officer?
He's a police officer. That's what this says.
And he's got a... He gets onto a bus that has a bomb strapped to it, being that was done by Dennis Hopper, his longtime nemesis.
Breakout role.
Yeah. For Dennis Hopper? Probably.
Probably.
Yeah. I don't think he did anything else before this.
Nope, probably not.
And I have no idea. Oh, Jeff Daniels. I was going to say Harry Dunn.
You know what's funny?
Is his assistant.
His name is Harry.
In this?
Yes. That's his character's name is Harry.
Oh, my God. It is Harry. Maybe it's Harry Dunn.
Maybe it is. He got a lot smarter in the couple of years since Dumb and Dumber.
Yeah. So, again, this movie has everything you want in an action movie. There's suspense. There's a couple of gunshots. There's explosions.
So that's a good question. Do you need gunshots for it to be action? I don't know.
Maybe.
Probably.
There's explosions.
Yes.
Plenty of explosions. A lot of bus driving.
Yeah, it's almost more of a drama than an action.
True.
In a sense, but I think it should have been higher if we're counting it.
Just
it's that good.
The ending itself.
Man, when they get into the train.
Oh, I'm not even talking about that. When they get off the bus.
Yeah, so that seems like that's the ending, but then there's an extra 20 minutes.
Yeah.
Where they got handcuffed to the pole.
Oh, yeah. Like,
that's intense. Yeah, Anthony Hopper shoots the train conductor. Yeah,
that's right.
So that might be the only spoiler alert.
No, Keanu shoots Harry.
Harry Dunn, yeah.
Which is one of the best lines out there where he goes, "What do you do when they take a hostage? Shoot the hostage. They can't run away then." Yeah. Can't believe you shot.
They say that line a few times.
Yeah.
I believe. The video, Anthony Hopper in this was pretty scary as like a 10-year-old kid.
Oh yeah.
When he realizes that the video is looping and he gets really mad. That's a great part. How did he not see that coming? I don't know. Anyway, so that's Speed. Anything else?
No.
All right. Let's move to number 4 on the list. The Fugitive.
I didn't kill my wife. I don't care. Such a great line. Such a great line.
I feel like Harrison Ford movies are more about the great lines
than the actions
themselves. As we'll see with our other movie on this list. This is a good movie. It's a classic.
It's a classic. Filmed in Chicago.
That's true. I forgot about that.
Yeah. Harrison Ford is a doctor. Dr. Richard Kimball. Unjustly accused of murdering his wife and has to find the real killer while being the target of a nationwide manhunt led by a seasoned U.S. Marshal.
Tommy Lee Jones.
Samuel Gerard. Again, great action. The whole movie starts with a bus getting it collided with a train, a prison bus, like...
Yes,
sliding with
I believe
train.
So, yeah.
Tons of flashbacks.
There are a lot of flashbacks.
Of Harrison Ford wrestling a man with a prosthetic arm down a flight of stairs.
Pretty sweet.
Yeah. And then, Deputy Gerard chasing. There's a lot of running in
there's
this.
A lot of running. There's so, of again, running. If it counts, it's action, I guess.
Yeah.
There's more gunshots.
There's a lot of
here than in Speed.
I would say with a lot of misses, though.
A lot of misses.
Yeah.
But unlike Speed, there's stuff happening. Like a lot of Speed is them just standing on the bus.
It's them just driving. Yeah.
This, there's just a lot of running.
Oh, car. yeah. There's a lot of running in this one.
Yeah.
Not as much as Behind Enemy Lines starring Owen Wilson. But
fair.
Still, ton of running in this. Very clever. Harrison Ford. Very clever in this movie.
He is, especially as a layman.
And I would also like to say the Speed and the Fugitive spawned two sequels.
Mm. Okay.
Speed 2 Cruise
Which
Control.
Which one is the okay one?
Speed 2 Cruise Control is definitely the okay one.
Yeah.
Nothing like
it's fine.
The movie Speed, but on a cruise ship. Which, by the way, does not have cruise control.
No, that one made no sense.
With Willem Dafoe.
It was fine.
Yeah.
If it was on its own, it's not a terrible movie.
It kind of is.
Okay, fine.
And then the sequel of The Fugitive is U.S. Marshals.
Yeah, I didn't realize that. I was doing some research. I kind of think I forgot.
The entire same cast plus Wesley Snipes plus Robert Downey Jr.
Badass.
And what I
how did that not make the list?
I talked to someone and I was like, Robert Downey Jr. pre-drugs, and they're like, nope, this is Robert Downey Jr. like in the middle of drugs.
Fair. Yeah, we'll talk about Wesley Snipes because I think there was a couple misses.
But yeah, the Fugitive, just yeah. All around,
it's a great movie.
Yeah,
I think it lives up too. Like if I watched that today, I think it's still a good movie.
I watched it last week.
Perfect.
Same with U.S. Marshals.
Got to do the research.
Yeah.
All right, number three on the list, Michael Bay's own The Rock.
Welcome to The Rock.
That was my Sean Connery.
That was pretty good.
Yeah, that was. I watched the trailer right before this.
I want to do a Nicolas Cage, but I don't think I can.
No, it's hard.
So Nicolas Cage, Sean Connery, and Ed Harris.
So good.
On Alcatraz.
I will also... So I watched the preview to this guy, the trailer, and they hyped it up so much. And they also gave away all the ending.
Oh, in the trailer?
In the trailer.
That's the best.
But the other thing was, it just goes, like, a film by Jerry Bruckheimer and Dan Simpson, directed by Michael Bay, who did Bad Boys.
That's probably his other big one.
And I would say this is before Michael Bay, you know, just started tanking all the Transformers.
Yeah. I mean, there's explosions in this, of course.
Oh, yo, yeah. When you hear Bad Boys, it's the same exact music and explosions of Bad Boys.
I forgot. I watched Bad Boys a few weeks ago.
Yeah.
And I forgot how stupid the... Like, it's so Michael Bay.
Yeah.
Because there's just random explosions.
That's what The Rock is.
But, yeah.
But, okay, so The Rock is, for those of you who don't know, it's Ed Harris is part of the U.S. military, but then... changes and takes over Alcatraz.
They say he's a renegade.
He's a renegade general. and threatens a nerve gas attack onto San Francisco. But Sean Connery, who's a former ex-con held in Alcatraz and successfully escaped from Alcatraz, another movie. And he's partnered with Nicolas Cage, who's an FBI chemist who does not have field experience. Man. And they have to go take on Ed Harris on The Rock.
Yeah.
This movie.
Complicated plot.
Yeah. This movie is so good, so action filled.
Yeah.
That this one guy, I think his name was like Dwayne Johnson, was like, you know, that's going to be my wrestling character name.
Is the that Rock. Really where he got it from?
No. Or are you just not at all.
Yeah. I think The Rock is fine. We'll get into it in the comments. I think this is one I might have Rossman ruled, but back in the day, we definitely had the VHS of this.
Oh yeah,
and it got use, got a lot of use.
Yeah,
Sean Connery. This is maybe my entrance into Sean Connery.
Oh, same.
This is what I thought he was known for.
Definitely didn't do anything before it.
Nope.
Yeah, I think this was my entrance to Nick Cage.
Could be.
Yeah.
You know what? Going back to the movie poster, if you look it up, it's kind of funny because Sean Connery's in the middle pointing a gun at me. So that's nice.
Mm-hmm.
Nicolas Cage is on the side, but on the top where the names are, Sean Connery is on the side and yeah. Nicolas Cage is in the middle.
You know what? I noticed that about 90s movies. They don't put it over the right person. So
that's an easy fix.
Oh, yeah.
But anyway, I'm nitpicking now. anything else on The Rock?
No, I mean, it was a great Alcatraz movie.
Yeah. I was pretty excited when I actually went to Alcatraz after I saw the movie.
Oh, and you're like oh,
this is where it was.
This is how they got in.
All right.
That door is right there still.
Number two on the list. Point Break.
Woohoo!
I'll let Evan take this one.
God, do I love this movie. Okay, let's... I'm just going to set it up for you, for those of you who aren't familiar.
Second Keanu movie on the list, by the way.
Second Keanu movie on the list, first in your hearts. Keanu Reeves is a ex-college football quarterback star who becomes an FBI agent, who gets partnered with the one, the only, Gary Busey, who yep. Their role is to find out who is robbing a bunch of these banks in U.S. President Mass. And Gary Busey thinks it's a bunch of surfers. Adrenaline junkies.
Yeah.
Led by Patrick Swayze.
Hell yeah.
Oh, so good.
Big fan.
So good.
Yeah, it's a good movie.
It's a good movie.
A little high on the list.
Oh, it's so good.
When I think action movie...
surfing, chasing, surfing. Gunfire.
Okay, that's the first one you go.
Parachuting.
With. Yeah. I mean, there's stuff going on.
Oh, my God. That parachute scene that lasts for, like, roughly 10 minutes.
It does last a while. I remember that.
It's so good. What's his face is also in this movie. Lead singer of the Red Hot Chili Peppers, Anthony Kiedis.
Wow.
He plays one of the drug guys.
Wow.
And he gets, I think, shot in the foot in the middle of this. But, man, live your life like Bodie, Patrick Swayze's character.
Yeah.
So good.
Bodie's one of my favorite characters of maybe all time.
Yeah.
He's great. Keanu's character name is maybe one of the best ever.
Johnny Utah?
Johnny Utah.
Love Johnny Utah.
I love this movie.
Yeah.
It seems a little high, but...
Lori Petty's in it.
Good with it.
John C. McGinley?
Sure.
He's also famous for his role in Scrubs.
Ah, yes. I knew he looked familiar. And in Seven, another good action movie.
Yeah. So this movie is also referenced so many times in other movies as yeah. well. The whole chase scene, and he's, you know, he jumps over the fence, and then all of a sudden, like, he hurts his knee again. Oh, no. And he's like, I got to stop Patrick Swayze. Oh, no, I got to stop him. I got to stop him. But I can't shoot my best friend. Oh, fires his gun into the air because he's so upset with himself.
Yeah. It's intense.
Sure. Action pack.
Speechless.
I also own the DVD Blu-ray version that's called the Adrenaline Rush version.
Oh, my God. Of course you do.
With 20 more minutes of action.
Oh, great. That's what we needed. It's a two-hour movie that needed 20 more minutes.
Good.
Point Break, the new one. Did you see the new one?
I did. I watched it as like, oh, maybe this will be okay.
Was it like the same thing?
Is sort
or
of.
Or was it a sequel?
No. It was the
it's
same
just the
thing.
Same movie. It's just a remake.
But it wasn't in LA. It was more like worldwide.
Mm.
It was kind of dumb.
There was no Keanu.
There was no Keanu. I will say this was also directed, I'm going to go out on a limb, breakout role by Kathryn Bigelow.
Okay.
A.K.A. director of Zero Dark Thirty and The Hurt Locker.
Damn.
Yeah.
Took her a while to get to those movies.
Well, after you know, Point Break. when you find perfection in 1991, you hang out for.
She
a
doesn't
little
have bit. A lot of director credits. It's pretty slow moving.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, then she found her niche.
Also, again, this is Gary Busey post motorcycle accident.
Correct.
Which makes it even better that he's an FBI agent.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, so that's Point Break.
Love it.
Would you like to do the number one?
Sure, I'd be honored.
All right.
Number one for 90s action movies, Air Force One.
How the hell did this become number one, Evan?
Get off my plane.
Yep, that's a great line. Classic.
So,
yet the number one action movie of the entire decade.
First, oh, come on. Gary Oldman?
Okay.
He's the head, like, terrorist guy that takes over the plane.
Yeah.
There's gunfire in a enclosed environment, a la Die Hard.
Yep.
Plus, the incredible acting of Harrison Ford. Awesome. William H. Macy is in this.
Okay. You name actors that are good.
Glenn Close is vice president. Very progressive.
That was pretty progressive for the time.
it's just like it's an all out sneaky action thriller. On top of Air Force One, they're what, 35,000 feet in the air? It's crazy.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it did the best at the box office of all the movies we've listed.
Mm.
Part of that, probably a little bit of star power there.
It's so
Harrison Ford.
It's so good. Michael Jordan made a shoe off of it, and Nelly wrote a song off of it.
Pretty sure the song was not about the plane, but it's cool.
Pretty sure the shoe came before the movie.
Maybe.
Air Force Ones.
Yeah, it's a good movie. I don't even know if this would be in my top 10.
Oh.
I mean, top 5. Sorry, top 5. It's good.
It's an awesome movie, bar none.
I think there are better Harrison Ford movies.
This was also
in the 90s.
This was my introduction.
So I don't.
I think there were I think there were good Harrison Ford movies in the 90s. I think we definitely got his top two. Maybe. Also, this was my Gary Oldman introduction before The Fifth That's Element, fair. Before yeah. Batman.
Which Batman was he in?
He's in Batman Begins through...
Oh.
He's Commissioner really? Gordon.
Oh, yeah. Of course. Now I recognize him. yeah, I'm looking at Harrison Ford movies. You're probably right in the 90s. I don't think...
I don't see anything better.
I don't see anything better either. Patriot Games? That's a good one.
Yeah, yeah. It's no, not better, we could talk though, about yeah. that.
6 Days, Seven Nights?
Nope.
Okay, just throwing it out there. So yeah, that is Air Force One shooting on a plane. It's pretty cool.
It's not saying it's on a plane, but...
No, that was close. A great movie. Yeah, that's our list. Speed, Fugitive, The Rock, Point Break, Air Force One, and I don't even know how to introduce what's left because we have an honorable mention and a worst.
Yeah, I mean, this list is really hard.
I don't understand. Okay, let's do the honorable mention honorable because that's mention a legit first. Kind of option.
Yeah.
I have a lot to comment on these next two movies.
Honorable you mention, Terminator 2, Judgment Day.
All right.
I would argue action first, sci-fi second.
Should Okay, let's start with that. I'm looking for the comment here.
Yeah.
The Matrix is deemed sci-fi and ineligible. Because it's about machines rising up to take over the earth and murder all humans. Yet Terminator 2 is eligible because it's about machines rising up to take over the earth and murder all humans. Please explain.
I don't see anything wrong with that.
Thank you to Brian for the perfect comment.
Terminator 2 is an honorable mention. Yes, it is sci-fi forward. But it set the tone for action movies.
Did it?
Oh, yeah. 100%.
Okay.
James Cameron directed, starring Arnold Schwarzenegger, obviously. But it is, you cannot get away from like the influence that this movie had on everything going forward. Like, even Wayne's World makes a comment about Terminator 2 in their movie.
Because there's a classic line.
Have you seen this boy? And like the amount of times you've heard, you want to do it or you want me to do it?
You can do it. This is your movie.
I'll be back.
That's okay.
The amount of times you've heard that from other people, just the shapeshifter, the T-1000.
I mean, it's like giving Air Force One credit for get off my plane.
Yeah.
Great, it's a good line. Doesn't mean it I need to watch. It is
one of the most iconic 2 hours out and there.
17 minutes of it. Look, it's a good movie. I like it. The robots were legit with like the red eyes because I don't think had. I don't know if the first one really had the as cool of robots.
They were more. They were like the structured stationary.
Is Terminator
ones.
2 the one with the metal?
Liquid metal guy.
The liquid metal guy.
Yeah,
because goddamn, he's frustrating.
The T-1000.
He just never fucking dies.
Yeah, he always comes after you.
Spoiler. We do have a message from a special guest who has some thoughts on Terminator 2. So let's get to that.
Okay, so here's the deal with Terminator 2. Terminator 2 is beloved if you're over 40, and if you're under 40, it's pretty meh. So, sorry. Not trying to discriminate on age, but take a look in the mirror.
Okay.
Thoughts on Paul's comment.
All right.
Slightly offensive.
I think I'm between the 30 and 40 age range that he held out there.
You believe?
Yeah, I am. I mean, technically, I am.
Okay.
More closer to the 30 side. And I like this movie. I really like it.
It's good. You know, if I knew that Air Force One and The Rock were going to be on the top five, I might have been more apt to put Terminator 2 because I think this is better than those two.
This was on so many people's top five list that we spoke to. Terminator 2.
I think the problem is just the eligibility of the list. because this is clearly a sci-fi movie.
It's an honorable mention. Doesn't mean it's six.
So,
yeah.
It's good. I don't know if I need to watch it, but I would probably watch this. The more I thought about it, over Air Force One.
Yeah.
I would definitely watch this over that. It's more entertaining. Actually, I could say, I don't know.
I could watch Air Force One with the fam.
That's true.
I don't know if I could watch Terminator with the fam. The whole, like, you know, nuclear explosion with kids on the playground thing kind of gets a little rough.
It's a little more intense. It's not really fun.
No. I'll tell you, every movie on this list, if it's on TV, doesn't matter where it is, I'm watching it.
Yeah. I'll put it on.
Yeah.
I will say Terminator 2, from a sequel perspective, it's one of the best sequels.
Oh, it's the best sequel. It's so much better than the first. Yeah. So much
Which
better
doesn't
than
happen very often.
Yeah. 10 times better than the third.
I was going to say worse than the third. I think I saw the third in theaters. That was kind of dumb.
Yeah. Yeah, that was.
I don't think I saw anything after that.
The fourth with Christian Bale was. Yeah, it was okay.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Cool. So you also had a worst.
Oh, yeah.
Which?
Batman and Robin. George Clooney, Chris O'Donnell. Why did you have to put nipples on the bat suit?
Is that why it's the worst?
No, it's also starring Arnold Schwarzenegger.
That's true.
As Iceman. Dr. Freeze.
Or Dr. Freeze. Whatever.
And there's a line where he goes, take a chill pill. Or he goes, it's time to cool down.
What's annoying about this movie is that the cast should have made it better than it was.
Oh, yeah. You know? Even George Clooney thought that this was a joke.
Uma Thurman, Alicia Silverstone.
Packerel.
Yeah, it should be decent.
Yeah.
It's not.
Tom Hardy is Bane.
Damn.
No, I'm kidding. He wasn't Bane.
He was not. There was a... Was Bane even in the movie?
Yeah, he was like Uma Thurman's...
Oh. Jeep Swenson played Bane.
Yeah, it was really weird.
He's not in anything else.
He's famous for all of his Cherokees.
He's famous for wrestling. So if you're a wrestling fan,
yeah,
you might know him. Question, Evan. Why is a superhero movie eligible, but sci-fi is not? Because this doesn't seem like real life either.
Granted, it was directed by Tim Burton. I'm pretty sure.
Makes it super real.
Yep.
That is incorrect, however. Directed by Joel Schumacher.
Okay. Well, he was going Schumacher. Off of Batman Forever.
Of course.
Sorry.
Didn't have a good theme song.
It didn't have a good... I just wanted to talk about Batman and Robin, okay? They had an ice skating scene where Batman and Robin tapped their feet together to produce ice skates. When has that been part of the utility belt?
I don't think that's a part of the DC universe generally.
Yeah. Oh, okay. So I know, like, I don't know who this guy is. I've never seen him before. He shoots out cold stuff, but I don't know. Maybe we'll need ice skates. And then we played sort of hockey for a little bit. What?
Doesn't make any sense.
What? And that's like one of the opening scenes.
That was supposed to draw you in.
I was out.
But you stayed in.
Yeah. Again.
It's funny because
Uma Thurman.
The storyline is Batman and Robin try to keep their relationship together. That's the first part of the plot.
Oh, yeah.
Of how you explain the movie.
They're fighting the whole time.
Who gives a shit?
Because, I mean, Robin's like a rookie trying to do rook things, and Batman's saving his life all the time.
But does anybody really care about Robin?
No.
Generally?
No.
So that's strike number one. It was doomed to fail, I say, and it was doomed to not be on this list. But there were many others that should have been on this list.
Sick transition.
That wasn't even a transition.
Let's get to these comments.
Let's get to the comments.
You want to start with Paul's?
Yeah, so Paul, who couldn't be here again, left another message for us because he really wanted to be on the podcast. But couldn't make the effort.
Couldn't make time.
Whatever. Yeah. Cool. Let's hear what he had to say.
Hey, special guest Paul here. First of all, just want to apologize for not being able to make the podcast today. I know I'm the main reason a lot of you guys listen, so just want to start by saying sorry I couldn't make it. Second, I would like to just say thank you for all of the engagement this week. Really nice to see so many comments. But I'm a little bit disappointed in the lack of Rossman Rule usages this week. This is a category that is inherently going to have a very good long list. You can't just throw out great movie titles and not take something off this already great list. So just putting another plug in here for the Rossman Rule. If you want to put something on, you got to take something off. It's a goddamn top five list.
Fair point.
He makes a good point.
Rossman Rule.
Interesting that he praises everyone, but then immediately rips them all apart.
It's the hamburger way of giving constructive feedback, compliment, critical feedback, compliment.
I don't know if there was a compliment on the end, but...
No.
I agree. Lots of Rossman Rule violations, but
So
many comments this week, and I love it.
Yeah, thank you again for everyone who engaged.
Energizing. 46 comments on the iDoll page, because I didn't even post it to my personal page.
I shared it to my personal page, got 3 likes.
That's pretty good. It's better than usual.
It's better than usual.
I think I liked it. I don't know.
Thank you, Izza.
You know what happened was people commented early, and so the Facebook algorithm actually showed it.
Oh, yeah.
Because it reached 600 people.
Nick just came at it.
Came in hot.
Okay, so let's knock a couple of these off the list real quick. So Matrix, great action movie. Deemed sci-fi.
It would be top five, though.
Oh, yeah. If it was a absolutely. Sci-fi. Yeah. Same with Independence Day.
Yes, that would be top five. For sure.
Yeah. And Jeff Goldblum, Will Smith, couldn't get a better pair.
I mean, it worked. Independence Day is arguably one of the best of the 90s. I mean, if we're going Will Smith, I kept making a push for Men in Black. I think that's an underrated movie.
I think it's a good movie.
It's action-packed. It's funny. It's Will Smith. Peak Will Smith.
Peak Will Smith. Let's talk about what I had in my top five.
Okay.
Bad Boys, Bad Boys. Yeah. What you gonna do?
Good transition.
Yeah.
I think if we're saying those other movies are ineligible, this should have been top five.
Oh, the trailer for The Rock mentions how good it was.
Yeah.
And you're going to get the same director.
It's a great movie. Tia Leone.
Yeah. Breakout role. Tia Leone.
I think it could be her breakout role. Now she's the president.
Now she's the president. Yeah.
I think. I saw a preview for her show. I think
Madam
she became
president.
Well, it's Madam Secretary.
But then she became
president. But I believe she's president now based on the preview.
Update the damn title. and also,
Bad Boys is freaking sweet.
Paul's knock on Bad Boys was the second Bad Boys 2 is so good that it kind of tainted Bad Boys 1.
I would agree. To his point, that Bad Boys 2 is one of the most underrated movies of all time. Like, people hear and they're like, oh, it's Bad Boys, whatever.
No, but it's so good.
It's so good.
Yeah.
They go to Cuba. And hop over the mines.
Just the whole scene where they're doing the autopsy and Martin Lawrence is throwing up.
Absolutely hilarious. So funny. it's so good. Bad Boys 2 is one that I would watch every time it's on.
Yeah. Bad Boys 1, same.
Yeah, like I said, I watched it a few weeks ago. It's awesome. The plot twist that they have to switch roles and Martin Lawrence becomes Mike Lowry. It's just so good.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Martin Lawrence. Do other Martin Lawrence movies count? Because there's some good ones, although some of them are probably in 2000.
Blue Streak was in the 2000s.
Blue Streak I've watched 6,000 times.
I loved it.
No, Blue Streak is 99.
Really?
Yeah.
It's so good.
It's on TBS every other day, so I've seen it more than I'd like. Nothing to Lose is fun. That might be about it, those two.
Yeah.
Because then National Security, Black Knight.
Yeah.
They're kind of dumb. Anyway, Bad Boy should have been on.
Yo, that's all.
Other comments. Die Hard.
2 and 3 were eligible.
Okay.
Die Hard 1 is in the is 88. Yeah.
Which I think we would all agree Die Hard 1 is the best.
Yeah, probably.
I think Die Hard with a Vengeance is underrated.
I do too. And
it's a little more goofy, I guess.
And Dave threw out there that it's not a true Die Hard movie. Because Die Hards are all about being in a close, confined space.
That's fair.
A.K.A. an airport or Nakatomi Tower. And
over Christmas, of course. Over Christmas. It is a Christmas movie.
Both are Christmas movies, right?
Yeah.
And Die Hard with a Vengeance is not a Christmas movie, and they're contained to the very tight space of all of New York City.
But that small city.
Yeah.
But how do you fill those barrels? I still don't know.
No,
it's been a while since I've seen it.
Oh my God.
I knew it at one point.
So I know it. And this is actually a really funny story. I was applying to a job, and it was an internship when I was in college. And the night before, to calm down, I watched a movie, Die Hard with a Vengeance. And in my interview, the guy goes, okay, so I'm just going to ask you a question. It's not about getting the answer right, but I just want to see how you think through the process. You have a 5-gallon jug and a 3-gallon jug. How do you get 4 gallons? And I was like,
hell yeah.
Oh, I know the answer to this one.
That's good.
And then I said, did you watch Die Hard 3 last night? And he's like, no.
Did he not know that was...
No, he totally did. Okay. I didn't get the job. I called him out on it. But it's actually quite, quite easy. You fill up the 5-gallon jug.
Yep.
Pour it into the 3-gallon jug.
Yep.
Leaving you with 2 gallons in the 5-gallon jug. Pour out the 3 gallons.
Ah.
Pour the... I think I fucked this up. Shit.
Yeah, I messed that up. Do you pour 2 out originally?
Yeah. No. No. That's wrong. That's completely wrong.
We'll get back to you
on this. We'll get back to you on this. Damn it. How do you do it?
See, this is my problem. Because at one time, of course, I knew how to do it. But now it's been too long. Probably why Die Hard with a Vengeance is not top 5.
Okay, now I got it. You fill up the 3-gallon jug. You pour that into the 5-gallon jug. Fill up the 3-gallon jug again. Pour that into the 5-gallon jug. But when it fills up, you have 1 gallon left in the 3-gallon jug. So you pour out the 5-gallon jug. Pour that 1 gallon into the 5-gallon jug. Fill up the 3-gallon jug. Boom. 4 gallons.
You did it. Wow. Podcast over.
Yep.
See you next week.
I would have saved that day.
Would you have? Seems like it took you a little while.
Just so you know, they don't actually explain it in the movie.
No,
they just cut to it being done.
No, I remember you have to like look it up or figure it out.
Yeah. Okay. Others. So Ronin. The Rossmans love Ronin.
Yeah, what is their love for Ronin?
Ronin is, and I will say this again on record, Bobby De Niro's biggest mistake.
People didn't like that comment.
Look, it is a top 5 car chase movie. Yeah. It is not a top 5 action movie.
There is a lot of car chasing.
Oh, yeah.
I agree. It's an intense movie. I mean, I'll give him that.
Sure. Suspenseful.
It's a good action. I would never watch this again, though.
No.
And that's kind of my criteria, even though I wasn't a part of the list-making process here.
It's like, what would you watch?
Yeah, which is why Bad Boys would have made my list.
When it's on TNT or TBS, what would you watch? Speaking of movies I would watch again, Con Air, another Nick Cage movie.
Yeah.
Nick Cage, John Cusack. Great movie.
I would never watch that again. It feels very 90s.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, they all do, I guess.
There's a lot of like long pans with an electric guitar.
That is true. He's got good hair in this movie, though.
Does he?
Yeah, it's like really long.
It's really long, yeah.
John Malkovich is in it. Great. Dave Chappelle is in it.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Dave Chappelle also in Blue Streak.
That's right. He's like Sully or Tully or something like that.
Something like that, yeah.
Another Nick Cage movie.
I want my money.
I'm going to talk. I'll say it's going to hurt a little bit.
What?
Another Nick Cage movie. Nick Cage, John Travolta. Face Off.
Oh, man.
Where they have to have...
Such a great movie.
Facial surgery to then infiltrate the gang. But then the other one wakes up.
The plan turns from bad to worse.
OMG.
It's a really good movie. Good hockey movie.
Good hockey movie.
No.
Oh, got it. Hey-o!
Although, is the actual hockey movie in the 90s? Correct, it is. 1995. Sudden Death.
Sudden Death.
Ooh. Jean-Claude Van Damme. It's a good movie. Yeah. Face Off is good.
Yeah.
It's Nicolas Cage. I don't know. He just doesn't live up. It doesn't... What do you call it?
Live up to the hype?
No, it doesn't. Like in 2019, I don't. Yeah.
He wants to take his face off.
It's very clear on what it's about.
Yeah.
Arizona?
I think side for note, part of it, yeah.
No, side note.
Yeah.
In Arizona, everything's very literal there.
Mm-hmm.
Like there's a restaurant called Cold Beers and Hamburgers or Cheeseburgers.
Yeah.
Like, they don't actually come up with names. They're just like, ice cream store. And yeah. That's the name of the place.
It's pretty good.
It's very odd.
Yeah.
Stupid Arizona.
So you're saying it's too literal.
It's way too literal.
How of am a I name. Supposed-
yeah, I'm going to Cold Beers and Cheeseburgers for dinner. That doesn't make any sense. Although we did, the Coyotes scored 4 goals, so we got free, or like a $4 burger.
Oh, that's pretty awesome.
But you had to go Friday between 2 and 5.
Oh, okay.
anyway.
So you're saying Face Off is too literal because they actually
yeah, took their it's a very literal off. Name.
Also, two actors that you couldn't get to look alike more of Nicolas Cage, who's tall and skinny, and John Travolta, who's not tall and skinny. They like in the beginning of the movie, they show
yeah.
Nicolas Cage's character like getting fatter, like they're doing reverse liposuction.
Smart. I mean, they had to keep it somewhat similar.
Yeah.
Or it could have gotten real offensive pretty quick.
Could have. Okay, let's move down this list because yeah. This is getting long.
Oh, boy. Who knew two people could talk this long?
Mission Impossible 1.
Yeah, what happened here, guys? We've talked about Mission Impossible for months.
I think it's, no joke, the fourth best Mission Impossible.
Well, I know what you think is the worst.
Mission Impossible 2, which clearly is also eligible for this list.
Yeah. Is it 99 or something?
Yeah.
Okay.
Sit down. It's a great movie. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
The whole computer data stealing scene.
When he's dropping it.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, top five.
Classic.
Top five scenes.
Just ever.
Yeah. But it's not the best Mission Impossible.
I would agree. Now that I've thought about it, I mean, I think MI2 is better than you think.
No,
it's not bad. But compared to 3 and beyond,
yeah,
the first two are not nearly as good.
My brother and I used to run up to friends' cars with a stick of gum and go, red light, green light.
Nice.
And then stick it. Which is something he did in the movie. Go watch that.
Go watch it.
It explodes.
Other ones we talked about or got comments on. What do we got here? The Mummy?
Pass.
Pass.
Brendan Fraser? Come on.
Come on.
Ooh, cult classic. Boondock Saints.
Yeah. I don't know if that type of movie is as action.
Check.
Because when I think of action, I think of like... car chases and now I'm trying to remember Boondock Saints.
There's no car chases. No, it's just a lot like of gunfire. We're talking about Boondock Saints for those of you, because I accidentally muted my microphone when I said Boondock
Saints. How did you do that? I didn't know you could do that. Nice. We need a drop button.
Yeah. Also, speaking of Saints, The Saint, starring Val Kilmer.
I honestly have no idea what that movie is.
It's okay. It's not that great.
Batman. That's good.
Arnold Schwarzenegger's Total Recall.
Yeah. I mean, it's not top five.
No.
Gotta make cuts. What about the Bond movies?
Oh, GoldenEye?
So GoldenEye was one. I mean, there are others in the 90s as well.
Was that Tomorrow Never Dies? Which was terrible. Maybe. It was a terrible Bond movie.
Halle Berry.
Is that Halle
Berry? Or no, that's Die Another Day or that's something.
Terry Hatcher.
A Desperate Housewives fame.
Wait, no, I think Halle Berry's Tomorrow Never Dies. Either way, GoldenEye, great video game. I think you guys are thinking more about the video game than the
the movie itself.
Than the movie. Great. Yeah, Tomorrow Never Dies is about James Bond heads to stop a media mongol's plan to induce war between China and the UK.
Yeah, it's freaking sweet.
The guy pre-writes the headlines to make them happen.
Are you a Bond fan? Doesn't sound like it.
Huge Bond fan.
Okay.
I think Daniel Craig is the best James Bond.
He's good.
Yeah.
Well, he's had a consistent good movies.
Oh, yeah. I think Pierce Brosnan
I love Pierce Brosnan because that's what I grew up. That's the Bond.
That's the Bond that I grew up.
You know, so, and GoldenEye the movie, that's the Bond.
Great movie.
I mean, the show, sorry. Or the video game.
Logheads.
But yeah. Yeah. I don't know. I'm not the biggest Bond fan. It's fine.
Really?
Yeah, they're entertaining.
I think I'm a car guy. I love cars.
Yeah, I mean, I like all the technology stuff. It's kind of fun, but I haven't seen like all 40 Bond movies. I don't need to do that.
I think I've seen most of them.
Anyway.
Yep.
Any others? Because we had so many comments. People wanted Armageddon. That's the worst of the two comment movies.
Just have
Deep Impact's better.
Yeah, Deep Impact's better. But also, just train astronauts to drill.
That too.
Not oil miners to drill to become astronauts. Much harder way around. A movie that was on my top five, I think, or at least it was six or seven, Desperado.
Ooh, that's one I haven't thought of in 20 years.
it's action-packed. It's just shooting people.
That's true.
Yeah. Antonio Banderas, Selma Hayek.
I was going to say Antonio Banderas, but I wasn't sure. But I guess I would have been right.
What
about Zorro?
Another movie on the
list. Mask of Zorro?
That was not a good movie.
No, it was not. But Anthony Hopkins.
A movie we deemed great.
Oh, boy.
But a war movie and not so much an action movie. Saving Private Ryan. Ton of action.
Ooh, yeah, war movies. Again, I don't. Yeah, I would agree that's not a... That doesn't count.
Yeah. And then let's knock out two more Harrison Ford movies, True Lies and Clear and Present Danger. Wait, True Lies, I think, is Arnold Schwarzenegger, but it doesn't matter.
Either way.
They're not the good ones.
They're fine.
Fifth Element, two sci-fi.
Yeah. I mean, it's a cult classic, if you will.
Yeah. Speaking of Chris Tucker, two more Chris Tucker movies.
Ooh, was Rush Hour in the 90s?
Rush Hour was in the 90s.
What?
We deem that comedy first.
Such a cop out. All right. I don't know if it would be top five, though.
And the other one, which is one of my.
Rush Hour 2 is probably better.
I don't. Fight Like a Man. Keep going. One of my favorite Chris Tucker movies.
Yeah.
Money Talks.
Ooh.
Charlie Sheen, Chris Tucker.
Yeah. Great movie.
Not top five.
I think that's all the movies in the 90s.
That's every single action movie in the 90s.
Literally every movie.
Yep.
Well, that's great. I can't believe I was on this podcast. But you guys screwed it up.
Yeah.
It was good to be back. So, such a fun list.
Thank you for everyone tuning in for this, I'm going to assume, hour and 10-minute podcast.
I'm glad we switched services where file size doesn't matter anymore. So we can do two-hour podcasts.
Yeah. Thank you to our sponsor out there, Spotify.
Or whoever it is.
Whoever it is this week.
Yeah.
But, you know, favorite our podcasts.
Yeah, favorite on Spotify. Subscribe on iTunes or your favorite podcast player. Or leave us a message on Anchor.
Leave us a message on Anchor. So that's roughly five things you have to do. Or comment on Facebook.
most importantly, comment on Facebook.
Most importantly. And again, thank you to the listeners out there who suggested lists. We'll keep that in mind. Yeah, maybe we'll do a 90s sci-fi list.
That would be good. I think these decade movie lists are pretty good.
Yeah, they're pretty
rough. Get people hyped
up. That and sandwiches.
That's right.
All right. Yeah. Well, thanks for coming. Thanks for subscribing. You guys know what to do.
Smash that like button, y'all.
We will see you next week.
Bye.